there, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you could join us today, and I'm pretty sure your English will improve. Now, do you remember what we talked about yesterday? Yes, exactly. We talked about the different hair colors, including blonde and brown, among other things. But we didn't just talk about hair colors. We learned that Emma Stone was born with natural blonde hair and that she experienced panic attacks from the time she was 8 years old. At 15, she dyed her hair and got her first TV role. Well, today we are going to continue our lesson called Emma Stone Lets Her Hair Down, which of course is all about the celebrity Emma Stone. The first point we are going to talk about is red, another color. And the second point is back to blonde. These points make me wonder what this lesson is all about. So here's a question for you to think about. What is your favorite hair color? As you think about that question, let's go inside and find Rebecca.
Oh, hey everyone, I'm Rebecca.
Well, Rebecca, our topic today has a little bit to do with hair color. What is your favorite hair color?
Gabe, of course, my favorite hair color is my natural hair color, which is kind of a brown, blondish color.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. Well, would you dye your hair any other color?
Dyeing really isn't good for your hair. Mm. I mean, maybe if I had to. Actually, when I was younger, I used to want black hair.
Oh, black hair.
Mm-hmm. Black
that
hair.
That actually looked pretty good on you. Well, what about you? What's your favorite hair color? Right now, it's time for us to get into our first reading of the day. Emma Stone Lets Her Hair Down.
Emma Stone lets her hair down. Red. The brown hair didn't last too long. The producer of her first film asked Stone to change to red, now her signature look. Her red hair stayed for her first lead role in comedy, Easy A, though she hardly kept from tearing it out. She felt such pressure making the film that she has not yet watched it. Stone experienced a panic attack on set when lifted in the air by Ryan Gosling in romantic comedy Crazy Stupid Love. Perhaps that convinced her to try drama instead with the hit film The Help.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Michelle.今天首先我们要来看的是 producer 这个名词。producer 是指制作人或者是制片人。例如 ,the leading man of the movie is also one of the co-producers. 这一部片的男主角同时也是共同制片人之一。他的动词是 produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E。例如 ,it took a great deal of money and a lot of teamwork to produce such an amazing musical.要制作出这么厉害的音乐剧需要大笔的资金跟团队的同心协力。接下来我们看的是 convince 这个动词。convince 是指说服、使相信或者是使承认。例如 nothing and nobody can convince her to quit singing. 没有任何人事物可以说服她放弃唱歌。它的形容词是它的现在分词 convincing。例如 the evidence the defense lawyer provided was not very convincing.辩方律师所提出来的证据并不是非常有说服力。
We're talking about red here. The brown hair didn't last too long, and we read, the producer of her first film asked Stone to change to red, now her signature look. And let's take a look at that phrase, signature something. What does that mean?
Well, when we talk about the word signature, this is actually referring to what somebody is known for. Mm-hmm. For example, we could say signature look, you could have a signature role, or maybe even a signature skill. For example, you could say Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Game, her signature skill was archery.
That's
you
right.
You got it.
Well, speaking of signature things, I have a signature walk. Would you like to see my signature walk?
Well, I don't think I have any choice.
Yeah,
so let's see it.
Here's my signature walk right here. Mm-hmm.
And everybody, this is Gabe's signature walk. This
is
the walk that he's known for. So that's how you walk all the time.
So when you see someone walking down the street like this, and you look up at their face, it's probably going to be me. That's my signature walk.
On that note, let's continue on with our lesson. Our lesson reads, her hair stayed, or her red hair stayed, for her first lead role in comedy Easy A. Wait, let's pause for a moment and talk about lead role versus the supporting role.
All right, well, if you earn a lead role, that means you're one of the main characters, if not the main character, okay? So you're in a lead role. Now, a supporting role is also a very important role, but it's not the main character.
Exactly. For example, in the movie The Hobbit, we have Morton Freeman, who played Bilbo Baggins,
mm-hmm.
and he played the lead role. However, we also had Orlando Bloom, who played Legolas. And guess what role he played?
A supporting role. Am I right?
You are right.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, so lead roles and supporting roles. If you're an actor, which have you played? Lead, supporting, or both? Well, we continue here. She could hardly keep from tearing her hair out. And let's talk about this phrase, to tear your hair out. This is kind of an idiom, right, Rebecca?
Right. Have you ever wanted to tear out your hair? Maybe you are feeling really stressed out and you're feeling anxious and all you wanted to do is just tear out your hair. Are you literally going to tear out your hair?
Well, I hope not, but sometimes it feels like you're about to. When do you feel like tearing out your hair? Well, if I'm supposed to work with a group of people and they're not cooperating, it might make me want to tear out my hair.
Well, Emma Stone felt such pressure making the film that she had not yet watched it. Talking about this phrase, felt such, well, Liz would like to take a closer look.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and thank you for joining me here for a closer look at this sentence. She felt such pressure making the film. The writer is saying that the subject felt a lot of pressure from making the film. However, please notice the sentence pattern from today's sentence. Subject felt such something doing something. In some ways, we can say this pattern is a more direct way to describe what a person feels from doing a certain thing. For example, let's say Billy volunteers at an animal shelter and finds so much satisfaction from doing that. So we can say, Billy felt such satisfaction helping out at the animal shelter. Or let's suppose Carla was packing her bags and getting ready to move to another city, and all this reality made her feel, you know, anxious. So we can say, Carla felt such anxiety getting ready to move to another city. As you can see, it's really not a difficult sentence pattern. Just think of a feeling that someone gets from doing something, and then try describing that using this pattern. That's all the time we have for today. I'll see you again next time.
Thank you, Liz. While we continue on here, Stone experienced a panic attack on set when lifted in the air by Ryan Gosling in romantic comedy Crazy Stupid Love. Well, I think we need to talk about this for a minute. The phrase on set. Well, what does that mean?
Well, when we use the word on set or the phrase on set, that means that you're acting or you're in the area where you're actually acting. So maybe it's a filming studio. Like, for example, right now, I would say that we're on set.
I would agree with you, Rebecca. We are on set right now here at Studio Classroom. So yes, it has to do with film, especially when you're making a movie or a TV show and you're on set with all of the scenery behind you and the props. You're on set.
So, Gabe, while on set, please do not play with your clipboard.
Right. Our sound man does not like it when we play with our clipboard on set. Well, you know, there's a related phrase. It's on location. Now, if you're on location, that means you're filming and you're somewhere not where you usually film. Maybe you're in a different country. You're on location.
Exactly. Well, let's go to the last sentence in this section, and we read, Perhaps that convinced her to try drama instead with the hit film The Help. That movie is actually a really good movie. I enjoyed it, but we're not here to talk about the movie The Help. We're here to talk about the word hit. What exactly does it mean when we say hit film?
That means it was a very popular movie right away. It was a hit film. So there are other things that can be hits too. Maybe like a hit single. That is a single song that became really popular really quickly.
Or maybe a book was a really big hit. Or maybe even a party was a big hit.
Well, I like that you keep saying it was a big hit. And that's what I hear people say often if they really like something. Oh, that was a big hit. Or that really was a hit.
Exactly. The TV show was a big hit. Or even that song, that was a big hit as well.
Well, we hope that the Studio Classroom Challenge is a big hit. And speaking of, let's go and see what's going on there right now. Guess who I found? The friends, who are kind of like sisters, Stephanie and Cindy. Are you ready for another SC challenge?
Yes.
Okay, one of our words from this week was actually two words, comic book. Can you use this in a sentence?
I love reading comic books.
And?
Mommy says we shouldn't read comic books.
I love reading comic books, and Mommy says we shouldn't read comic books. What should I do? Are you up for the SC challenge? Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Here's a question for you. Have you ever wanted to dye your hair? Well, maybe you wanted to try a different look. Maybe you wanted your hair darker or a little lighter. You know, this sounds a lot like Emma Stone. We have already learned that Emma Stone was born with natural blonde hair. Then she dyed her hair brown. Well, that didn't last long. Why? She dyed her hair red. After having three different hair colors, I would think that she would want to keep the red hair. But does she? Well, let's find out in the next reading.
Emma Stone lets her hair down. Back to blonde. Stone returned to her original hair color to play blonde Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man. In fact, loyal comic book fans may have taken to the streets had she not. But Stone finds calm in understanding that this moment is no greater than when she first walked on stage as a kid. My great goal in life is to try to remember that everything is of equal value, she says. Blonde or brown, high or low, Stone is learning to let her hair down.
OK, 继续我们看的是 comic book 这个名词。Comic book 是指漫画书，例如 Howard has a great collection of superhero comic books. Howard 拥有许多超级英雄的漫画书系列。Comics, C-O-M-I-C-S, 也可以指漫画书。例如 Michael loves to read Superman comics, even though he's already an adult. Michael 虽然已经是成人了，但是还是很喜欢看超人的漫画书。所以我们看的是 take to the streets 这个常用语。take to the streets 是指走上街头或者是抗议。例如 angry workers took to the streets because the owners of the factories refused to raise their salaries. 愤怒的工人们上街抗议因为工厂的老板拒绝加薪。或者是 thousands of people took to the streets to protest against the new policy. 上千名民众上街示威抗议新的政策。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read Back to Blonde. Now, this makes me guess that Emma Stone didn't want to keep her red hair, at least for very long. So let's continue reading. It says, our lesson says, Stone returned to her original hair color to play blonde Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man. In fact, loyal comic book fans may have taken to the streets had she not.
Well, I think we need to take a look at that phrase, to take to the streets. This is kind of to protest in some way. It's when people unite to celebrate or to oppose something. And more often than not, I think it's when they oppose something. They're not happy with something.
Exactly. So you could also say people were unhappy with the results from the reality show, so the fans took to the streets.
Now, people often take to the streets to protest government choices. They might protest against something that the government decided to do. For example, people took to the streets when the government lowered the minimum wage. Everyone got together and they were very upset about this.
So maybe you should take a few moments and see if you can create some samples using this phrase, to take to the streets or taken to the streets. Well, our lesson continues but Stone finds calm in understanding that this moment is no greater than. We're going to pause for a moment and talk about this phrase.
Okay, so that means it's no greater than something that happened before. So even though she's really successful now, it's no greater than the past experience. But you can use other words besides greater. So for example, this panic attack is no worse than the last one that she had.
Exactly. Or you could also say, the student is no less important than the teacher.
Okay, so think of other ways to use this kind of phrase. Well, we continue with her quote. She says, my great goal in life is to try to remember that everything is of equal value. And let's take a look at that little phrase, is of. I think we can replace those two words with the word has.
For example, this sentence could also read, everything has equal value. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. Blonde or brown, high or low, Stone is learning to let her hair down.
And we should take a look at that phrase, high or low. Mm-hmm. This could mean different things. Now, often I think of someone like in this picture. He is very high on a rock.
He is, and that's often what I think of as well when I hear the word high. However, in our lesson, we're not actually referring to how high or how low you are physically. This is actually referring to someone's mood or how someone is feeling. Well, in this case, Emma Stone.
That's right. Well, do you remember signature look from the first section? The guys in the info cloud want to share a little more about this now.
I don't know why, but at a restaurant the other day, a young lady came up to me and asked for my signature. I was a little bit puzzled at first until I realized she wanted my autograph.
We use the word autograph to refer to the signature of celebrities. Now, I'm not sure how big of a celebrity Steve is, but autographs are something a lot of people like to collect. Some popular categories of autograph subjects include presidents, movie stars, artists, authors, professional athletes, and English teachers, apparently.
Okay. The point is not whether English teachers are celebrities, but we should call the signatures of celebrities autographs.
Now, you may be wondering, what about the signature of a famous movie star on a check or on a contract?
We don't call that an autograph. Autographs are for the hobby of collecting celebrity signatures. If a signature is used for a business purpose, then it's still called a signature. Remember, friends, next time you see me or Ken on the street, you may ask for our autograph, but don't ask for our signature.
Signature 表示签名，我们写信会在信的最后加上我们的 signature， 我们也会在信用卡、不同的申请书或合约签下我们的 signature。如果要联署，我们会要求人们在联署书上留下他们的 signature， 但是要注意，名人的亲笔签名有另外一个字 autograph。autograph 就是粉丝和追星族向歌手、明星或名人索取的签名。Autograph 是可以收集的，为的是要留念。有些 autographs 还可以拿出来拍卖。若是在非签名会的场合碰到你喜欢的名人，你可以问他 ,Can I have your autograph, 千万不要说 can I have your signature. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Emma? Emma Stone?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, I love your humor and your unique beauty.
Well, thank you.
But I do have one question.
What color is your hair? Everyone asks me.
So, please tell me.
I'm a natural blonde.
Oh, and why did you become an actress, Emma?
I was a nervous youngster, and theater helped me control my anxiety.
Really?
Yes. When I was 14, I persuaded my parents to let me act.
You looked like a cheerleader back then.
Yes, but I wanted a new look, so I dyed my hair brown.
And?
And 1 week later, I got my first TV role.
Hooray for brown hair!
The brown didn't last long, though. Soon, I became a redhead.
Well, that's your signature look.
Yes. I was in some comedies, and I wanted to tear my hair out.
Oh, sorry. But then you decided to try drama?
Yes. I was in the movie The Help.
And you were great! But why are you blonde again?
I'm playing Gwen Stacy in The Amazing Spider-Man.
And, of course, Gwen is a blonde. So tell me, what's your next hair color?
Probably gray.
Gray. You're so funny.
We're talking about Emma Stone and find out that the producer of her first movie asked her to change her hair color to red, which became her signature look. She played the lead in Easy A, but felt such pressure at the time that she still hasn't watched it till today. She even experienced a panic attack on set in a romantic comedy with Ryan Gosling. Our author suggests that perhaps that is why she was convinced to try drama. So she next filmed The Help. Then she was in The Amazing Spider-Man, and back to blonde she went for that role. Emma's great goal in life, to try to remember that everything is of equal value.
Thank you, Linda. Well, all of this talk about Emma Stone makes me want to watch The Help. Hey, Gabe, you want to watch it?
That's a great movie. Wait, what hair color does she have in that movie? I won't watch it if she has black hair.
Oh, she has black hair. No, Gabe, she doesn't have black hair.
Okay,
what are you talking about?
Of course not. Thank you for joining us here today. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.